Where is she? I think she is hanging out with some friends. You didn't think she had any friends? They are new ones. Anyways, stop talking about her. Today is just about you and me. Come here, okay? I bought this chocolate cake mix because I remember how much you like chocolate cake. And I thought when I saw it at the store, this would be so much fun to make together. Seems easy enough. Let me read this. All the directions are right here. I am acting different. Well, maybe I'm just so excited to be spending time with my best friend. I know we spend time together all the time. Anyways, are you saying you're sick of my company? Yeah, that's what I thought. Stupid. Alright. Do you want to be the one reading the instructions, or should I? I notice you're pretty good. I just noticed you a lot in class. All right, here. I will. Well, what is the first thing it says to do? Okay. Let's get crumbs and eggs. How long does this say to mix it for? Don't lie. Let me see. 3 minutes. Not so long though. My arms will fall off. Can you do it? Come on. Work out those beautiful strong arms of yours. Well, I do think they are. They are pretty tired. Come on. Maybe I am hitting on you a little. did you stop whisking? Was I serious about what? Hitting on you? Why are you so close to me now? What? You like me? That was sudden. How long? What do you even like about me anyway? Never mind. Stop listing things. It's annoying. No, I'm not acting strange, just don't you ever think of Lucille in that way? You've never thought about liking her? What? Nothing to worry about. You've never even thought about liking her in the first place. That is... It's nothing. Oh yeah, I'm feeling okay. I am just worried about her. That's all. Let's just forget this ever happened, okay? Continue with the cake. I'll read the instructions. Now, it says, melt 50 grams of butter in the... What is it now? What? The scar on my hand. I've always had it. You just never noticed. Stop. I can't believe you caught that. I was hoping you wouldn't notice. You're so much more observant than I thought. But that's okay. Don't freak out now. That won't help you. Yeah. It's Lucille. I just wanted to finally have a chance to be close to you. So, You knew I liked you this whole time. Huh? And you still cherish my sister over me. What doesn't she have that I don't? We have identical faces. And I know everything about you. Well, I can be her replacement if you need to love someone. I can be her and more. Your dream girl. No. You've loved her since elementary school. But you were probably too young to even think about love back then. Plus, I was there too. Well, she's gone anyway. What did I do to her? Well, she isn't compassing. She's just been locked in the basement for a while. And the best part about it is, you didn't even notice I took her place. I mean, come on. I've been literally taking her place for 2 weeks. Feeling awful now, but I took her place so seamlessly. You didn't even question it. It doesn't matter that you didn't know. Wouldn't you agree that we had more fun over the past 2 weeks than you ever had with her? Oh? Really? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anyway. Because this is how it's gonna go. I will break you in. And I will make you love me. You should have gave me the chance. Well, you still had a chance. Oh, escape? There isn't a way out. I made sure of it. Look at your face. Don't worry, let me explain. As of Friday, you quit school. Your family didn't even question it. Once I got into your phone and texted them that you needed space. I should also add that I have texted numerous other of your contacts that you are leaving town, implying you ran away. Oh, it isn't fair, huh? Well, wait until I tell you what I did last. Lastly, your mysteriously broken into and trashed to fit the story, of course. Oh, looking for your phone, huh? I took it 10 minutes ago, and you had no idea. First, you didn't notice I wasn't my sister, and now your phone has gone too. You must be feeling so pathetic, right? But don't worry, I will make you feel good before you even think about running. By the way, what about my sister? Are you really going to leave her behind in the basement, cold, alone, desperate? Do you really want your childhood best friend to be gone? Look, it's all about sacrifices. Right now, give in to me. Sacrifice yourself for me. That's what I thought. I knew you'd come around. Cute. Don't shake. It's okay. I will treat you better than you just don't know it yet. I really am a very, very patient girlfriend. Oh, and even if you don't love me now, I have ways that can help with that. You'll start to forget what life was like before me. And one day, when you wake up, you don't even remember why you ever wanted to leave me. Why am I doing this? You make me sound like I'm a monster. I really am not gonna hurt you. Within reason, of course. Let me rephrase. I really don't want to hurt you. Because I have always loved you. And I wouldn't let you be hurt by anyone else. But the thing is, no one can replace you. No one. I mean, no one can replace you. So sometimes, I have to make sure you fall in line. You must understand. I really, really love you. I absolutely adore you. And I couldn't live with myself if I can't have you all to myself.
give you a choice because you've deluded yourself into thinking that you love my sister. She's just messed with your head. The one you should be with is me. And you just don't know it yet. I will work my hardest to please you in any way possible to see that. I really am sad that it had to come to this. But in the end, it worked out well, didn't it? You get a loving girlfriend to nurture you, keep you safe, always give you attention and affection whenever you want. You are like my God. And I will worship you at your feet if you so wish. You are all I care about, baby. That's how far my obsession goes for you. You are silent. Do you understand now? God, I like this obedient side of you. It really, yes.